Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000, or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.
We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup, and this is the Expat Money Show. Today, we are going to be doing another one of our case study episodes with Susan James from my team and a couple of my private clients, Keith and Yvette. This is a great conversation, and these are some of my favorite private clients. I love these two so much. I've had a chance to spend a lot of time with them down in Panama, and they are just quality people. So I'm super excited for you guys to hear this conversation. And just to give you a little bit of backstory or understanding, if you have not been listening to the previous episodes, what we're doing is case studies. Now, we have a book coming out later this year where we are going to be putting together a lot of the different stories, different examples, real life things of people who've moved overseas. What is their story? How did that look? So we decided the best way to do this was to interview some of our private clients. But I thought, you know what? If I interview them, they're going to feel this extra pressure, or maybe they don't want to open up or anything like that. So I asked Susan from my team to do the interview. And you know what? They turned out just so great, we decided to put some of them out on the podcast. We're not going to put all of them, but I think we're going to put quite a few of these out on the podcast. So that's what we're doing this week. Lots of extra bonus episodes. Now, next week, we will go back to regular scheduled content. And then I want to know what you guys thought. Was this fun? Did you guys learn something? Were you inspired by the different stories? If you guys go to expatmoneyforum.com, you're going to be able to make some comments on there and let me know your thoughts. So that's it. I will let you guys jump in to today's interview with Susan and Keith and Yvette. But I also wanted to mention quickly before we go, make sure you guys grab your ticket at expatmoneysummit.com. You know, I have been talking about this a lot lately. The summit is coming up very soon. It's important that you guys grab your ticket right now. Show your support. These summits are really expensive to put on. Literally hundreds of thousands of dollars are being spent on this summit. So it's a passion project. I am trying to get as much information out there as possible. I'm trying to inspire as many people. I'm trying to help as many people. And we're really expecting close to, or hopefully over, 30,000 attendees for this summit. So it's going to be absolutely massive. So that's it. You guys can go to expatmoneysummit.com, expatmoneysummit.com, grab a ticket, and then let me know what you think of today's episode, okay, at expatmoneyforum.com. Okay, enough of me blabbering away. I will let Susan take it away. Let's go.
All righty. Okay, so welcome to my show, the Susan James Show. Well, I'm really happy you're here with us. So let's just start with your name, where you're from.
Yeah, sure. Keith and Yvette from Arizona, which is in the U.S., and moving to Panama City later this year.
Awesome. Okay, so how did you meet Mikkel?
So I found Mikkel online. So I'd been searching and looking at Panama for probably 7 years. So I've known about it. We were going to come down and visit 8 years ago. And just for family reasons, you know, it didn't happen. You know, life kind of got in the way. And so, but we've been looking at Panama, and I started looking at it again online a little bit closer, I guess a year and a half ago. And I came across Mikkel, saw his book, ordered his book. And yeah, and I followed up with him. I had a couple questions on the book that he answered. And then, you know, I realized and looking at his site and maybe a prompt from him, I saw that he helped folks become expats. And so he encouraged an initial call, just kind of that initial, 30-minute call, which we did. And hit it off from there. And I think, we just decided quickly to become clients and have Mikhail, help guide us in the process of pursuing residency in Panama. And it moved, pretty quickly after that.
So what was it about living in the States? Did it scare you? So we're trying to talk to others that might be in your position that you could help.
Yeah, I'll go first and then I'll let Yvette answer as well. I think it'll be good this way. So I think for us, cost of living, looking at cost of living, especially, later on in, retirement, type years, kind of realized that it was, U.S. seemed a little unsustainable and that, you could live a much higher quality of life for substantially less outside the U.S. I think secondly, just looking for, a less dramatic, less drama, I guess, in politics and things. The U.S. is just a lot of politics going on that we just kind of got tired of, and just some of the freedom issues and just, we just didn't really want to worry about what happens by staying here versus, going somewhere that's stable, more affordable, but also adventure, life adventure. We've spent our lives in the U.S. and looking forward to doing different things, living in different parts of the country and just not being in one place and feeling that this is the only place to live and retire, that there's a bigger world out there. So I think we knew that, but until you actually get out there and work with someone that is already doing it and has experiences, you won't ever really know. So, Yvette, your thoughts?
So I agree with Keith. The only thing I would add is I've always wanted to live abroad. So it's always been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. So this is pretty cool. And, I didn't want to spend the rest of my life just slaving away at a job. I wanted to be able to enjoy myself before I got too old, too slow to do that. So this is giving me two things. One, it's fulfilling a dream of mine to travel and experience life outside the U.S. And then the other thing is to be able to do it where I'm young enough and active enough where it's going to be a lot of fun and Keith and I are going to really enjoy ourselves and meet a lot of new and exciting people and really broaden our worldview. So I think that'll be great.
Cool. That's great. So I hear that you were both on the same page at the same time, or did one of you have to sort of convince the other, or did you both come to it at the same time?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd been looking at it longer. I think Yvette's vision of living outside the U.S. has been there a long time. I think I started kind of drilling into South America, Central America, earlier, right? So I took the lead, I guess, and just, reviewing online blogs and doing research and things like that over the course of a number of years. But then I really, once we met Mikhail and had that call, and Mikhail really helped us, lay out a plan, figure out what were our goals, where are we at financially with jobs, business, things like that. Once that plan was laid out, we were on the same page going forward. And I think that was, again, without having someone be, your coach, your vision coach, it's just hard to do it yourself.
That's a great question, because now that you're done, you're almost there. Next year, you'll have your home and you'll be there. Could you have done this on your own? Like, you probably could have, or what do you think? Do you think you could have done it or not?
Probably so, but at the same time, it just would have taken a lot longer. I mean, look, it took, for 7 years, I didn't really do anything. Let's face it, I read a lot of material online and, understood things, but there was no action. And so maybe we would have missed out, though. We would not have gotten in on the Friendly Nations visa program before it changed, right? Although it's still there, still a program. It's just not quite as good as it was. So that would not have happened without Mikhail and without, Italy's, the attorney that Mikhail recommended. Definitely not.
So how was your conversation with the lawyer? And I don't know who else Mikhail put you in touch with, but are the people that we work with here, how did you make out with them?
I mean, very, very competent, very nice. I mean, Italy's, kind of the main contact down there. you know, from the immigration side and her team. So very, very organized, very efficient. Came down there for a little, you know, slightly less than a week, I think 6 days. Italy's got everything done, you know, on the process. Flew in on Sunday. We flew home the next Saturday and she got everything done during that week. It was like clockwork. You know, other people that Mikhail introduces to have been great. So for Kobe, you know, for, you know, having a, you know, a personal private vault, you know, to store things is great. Met those folks. Mikhail introduced us to, you know, the builder group that's actually building our condo down in Ocean House. They've been great. You know, he's able to help us get it faster. So through Mikhail's contacts, we ended up moving into the place a year sooner than we would have otherwise without Mikhail's help. And Italy's help as well, handling the real estate legal side of stuff. So it's been very good.
Excellent. Yvette, have you got anything to add to that?
I would just say, personally, I thought the experience with Elise was amazing. She made everything very smooth for a process to me that was a little scary because we've never done anything like that. So I didn't know what to expect. And I was a little worried about how long they were going to keep our passports. And can we get back? And what all was going to happen? And her team were phenomenal as far as walking us through the process, handholding us and attending the immigration appointments with us and just explaining everything in detail and meeting her in her office and just getting that extra level of security that everything was going to be fine and how everything worked. And so just having that knowledge, but going through it ourselves, I mean, I can testify that, you know, it was a great experience and anybody else that uses her is going to have the same experience we did. So
you just can't do it yourself. Okay. There's too many law firms out there that unless you're personally referred to someone that is known to be competent and knowledgeable, there's no way. I mean, it's a crapshoot to try and do immigration yourself because you don't know if you're getting ripped off. You don't know if people are going to get things done. Is your passport going to get, you know, lost, you know, et cetera. So again, it's, you know, the personal referral, you know, and also Jim's a new CPA for us that Mikhail recommended. We've met Jim a couple times now, but, you know, with us, you know, immigrating, you know, to Panama and, you know, Jim's wife is from Panama as well. Jim's, you know, very knowledgeable in international taxation, you know, being able to roll those things in to your return, you know, bank accounts, you know, international corporation that you have to have, you know, to create the bank account to begin with, just things like that. Jim's team has been good. So yet again, another good referral from Mikhail.
Yeah. And the real estate, tell me about the buying. And I know you said already that you got in a year earlier. How was that whole process of the real estate?
Yeah, the real estate process. Yeah, we kind of worked it backwards a little bit, but at the same time, you know, Vet and I we're good on the ground. So I think, again, it goes to, you have to spend enough time down in Panama or wherever it is, whether it's Boquete or Panama or Boca, right? It doesn't really matter. But for us, the second time we were down there, when we came back, you know, we knew about Santa Maria a little bit, at least I did. And then so we said, oh, we should go check it out. So we looked at it and we're like, wow, this is just a great private community. We saw Ocean House, you know, we saw the development. We're like, oh, okay, wow, that's nice. So we followed up on it and we actually reached out direct. We're like, you know what? Let's just reach out. We'll set up a call with them directly, which we did. Very nice people. Process was a little slow. Just kind of, you know, you have to be patient on things, but a very professional group. I'd say where things picked up is that, so we put a deposit down on a unit, but, you know, we wanted Italy's to review the paperwork, right? That was always going to be the goal of, you know, we're not going to just do it ourselves. We're going to have a legal representation. So Italy's got involved. And then I talked to Mikhail. Mikhail's like, well, hey, you know, I know the folks over there, you know, wow, it's, you know, it's a bummer that your place won't be ready until
2024.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it was like early 2024. Let's see if we can get you in there sooner. So Mikhail made some calls, you know, Italy's connected us with a real estate agent that she works with. And lo and behold, they were able to secure a location actually higher up. So it was three floors higher for same price, a little bit better view, but a year sooner. And again, it was great having the whole team involved in it because we knew that, you know, the builder, you know, is obviously going to take care of us a little bit more than maybe somebody else off the street that has zero connections. Mm-hmm. And so that process has been, it's been good. And, you know, we've been down to visit it since then. Obviously, we've been up there, you know, toured it, and it's in the state that it is. And again, we're excited. I think it'll be done, you know, at the end of February. So it's really not that far off.
That's awesome. Okay, so before we wrap up, because we've just got two more questions. Mikel is a person. So his integrity, who he is as a person, does he do what he says he's going to do? Is he integral? Is he a man of his word? If he's not, then I need you to tell me. But if he is, you know, what would you say to people that are looking to hire him to want to do the same thing you do? What would you say to them?
You know, so Mikel has always followed through on what he said he would do. Very straightforward, very personable. There's other people out there that kind of do these things that I've seen. And it's, you know, you might be talking to their team member two rungs down. You know, no, you're talking with Mikel. Okay. Mikel takes a personal interest in his clients. He is a very good listener. He helps lay out a plan, doesn't tell you what to do. It's more about where do you see yourself? You know, what are your goals? And then it's just very strategic. And so, yeah, Mikel, yeah, very trustworthy, follows through, very personable, and well-connected. It's just, it's great having someone that can be the quarterback and, you know, in even different areas that we've looked at. You know, we have more than just one, you know, plan. So we've got a couple different plans we're looking at just because that's kind of how we roll. And, you know, Mikel has been very good at again, helping in other parts of the world for other opportunities, not, you know, just Panama. So, Yvette?
So I find Mikel to be an extraordinary person, extremely personable. He always makes sure that he makes time for us whenever we need to counsel with him or run things by him. And his advice and direction has always been spot on. He's very good at getting feedback from us as far as something's not quite working right or if we just need to bounce something off of him. He's a great listener. He's a great problem solver. He's also really great at networking and connecting people, which is, to me, is a gift. Not everybody has that gift in life. I can tell that he's very passionate about what he does. And through that passion and through his life experiences, he really has a lot to offer to just about everybody, no matter what your interest is or where you're looking to live and things like that. And I noticed that when he doesn't have the answer or the direct contact, he goes out of his way to find it for you. So he's a good problem solver in that way. But he's made me feel very comfortable and secure in the decision that we've made.
Excellent. Excellent. So you would refer him then?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Great. Right. Okay. Well, that's really it because the last two you kind of answered all in one. That's awesome. And you know, here at Expat Money, we're building a community. I mean, this is what it's all about, right? So I'm so glad you two are part of the community. We welcome you here and I can't wait. I'll see you soon in October and that you're here full time come end of February. So great. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Always good to see you.
Okay, big announcement. We have the summit coming up soon. I'm so excited about this. This is going to be amazing. It's at expatmoneysummit.com. Really, the idea is to help you secure your new life abroad. It is our motto. It is our guiding light. We are doing everything in our power to help you secure your new life abroad. And that's what this summit is all about. We have speakers from around the world. Now, some of the speakers, you will certainly know their names, like Ron Paul and Doug Casey, who are going to be speaking about freedom and the state of the world and freedom in the world. But a lot of the speakers, you are not going to know their names because they're the lawyers that I work with. They're the immigration lawyers or the tax lawyers or the different service providers that I partner with when I work with my private clients and try to help them get more freedom in their life. So this summit is going to be unbelievable. We have 5 days lined up. They're very full days. There's going to be a ton of information, a ton of knowledge on this. But we're going to make it as simple as possible for you, a simple process for going offshore. So I'm really, really excited about that. If you guys want to get a free ticket, all you need to do is go to expatmoneysummit.com. That's expatmoneysummit.com. You can buy, quote unquote, buy a free ticket. You have to go through the whole process. I know it is a little bit cumbersome, but that's just how the software works. So you know what? Deal with it. But once you quote unquote buy a free ticket, you're going to get an email with a confirmation with your ticket number, and there's going to be all the additional information from there. So anyways, I hope you guys join us for this year's Expat Money Summit at expatmoneysummit.com.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.
Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000, or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.